We've got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Guys, I'm so excited to have you on the show. I know Tim's absolutely gutted to not be here, but we are so, so happy that you guys are coming to hang out in Geelong.
Tim's not our favourite, you know. Tim's Jess is our favourite.
I don't know. I'm a bit of a Tim man.
You're a bit of a Tim man.
I'm pretty good too.
Jess for me. Double down.
You're a Jess man.
Jess man.
Yeah, fair enough.
You on?
I'm going to decide. I'm going to see how this goes.
Fair enough. Cool. Yeah, fair enough. We'll see how that goes, and then maybe the friendship can flourish from here.
Sure.
Speaking of friendship, you guys have been friends for like how long now? Like over 25 years you've been doing this thing. Like, is there a secret? Because Tim and I have been working together for like 6 years now, and I'm already sick of him, honestly.
The secret is every 5 years to recast and then do major plastic surgery on the new person. I've actually only been in the band for 3 years.
Mm. I'm actually a small dog. Modified into a person.
And you wear it well. Yeah. You do wear it well.
We blew a lot of the budget on just Yoni's head because we wanted a perfect comedy head.
Yeah.
But he had the dog of a body for a few years.
He did have the dog of a body for a while. Yeah.
The body of a dog. Yes, exactly. But I think define friendship. Anyway,
yeah.
I mean, if you would say you've been colleagues now for 25 years, we'll be right along board.
Yeah.
But our friendship has taken a hit. But also, I think we couldn't be closer as people. I don't think I'm closer to anyone else on the planet than I am with these two brothers, I would say.
Well, you have to get into the shot of the Zoom screen.
Tim and I have done photo shoots before where they push our heads together and they're like, get closer, get closer. It's like we can't. Yeah. We'll be inside of each other's head at this point if we get any closer.
You'll be like two drops of water next to each other.
That would solve our Tim or Jess problem.
Yeah.
It would. Just glommed together into one human, actually.
That's it. When you both disagree on something, who's that third person to call it?
Yeah, how do you even exist when there's not three?
Yeah.
We usually ask the listeners to weigh in on our arguments sometimes. So you're lucky you're not sitting through a courtroom of Tim and Jess. Yeah. Well, I was going to ask about, any new songs you've got in the works, because one of Tim's favourite songs is your song Dilf.
D does things. I is into you. L, long term. F, the man you'd like to father your child.
For like the last 6 years that I've known him, he will play it constantly. That was like a relatively new term when you guys made that song. Are there any like kind of terms from TikTok? Are you on the TikToks? Any terms from TikTok that you're working into a new song?
It's a good question.
Yeah, it's a good question. Here's an answer. No. we're not. We haven't really mastered social media.
I think we're going to have to, because we each have our own little social media portfolio, and mine is Gatesy does Facebook, Scott does Instagram, and I do Twitter for Tripod. Mm.
And for TikTok, we've got nobody. Yeah. So,
and my regime with the being in charge of the Instagram, my routine is open my phone up, planning to post something Tripod related, sort of get distracted, read my emails, scroll through Instagram for a while and then turn my phone off again, having forgotten what I was supposed to be doing.
Oh, now we understand what's going on.
Yeah.
That's why the metrics are down.
Thank God for interviews.
I think Twitter's dead. Like now that they've brought in Elon Musk, Twitter's dead. Whoever's in charge of Twitter, you're in charge of TikTok now.
But now just need to destroy Instagram and Facebook. Perfect. And then we'll be off the hook.
Can we just go back to driving our cars around and putting posters up on telephone poles?
See that?
Was a lot more. I could understand that.
I was trying to explain that to a friend the other day, how beautifully magical it was to do analog marketing, which is we used to drive down Punt Road, which is the main road here in Melbourne, and at midnight, on a Tuesday night, and put up all these posters whilst doing the Mission Impossible thing. Running out of the car, putting the posters up, going back in the car. And by the afternoon the next day, they'd all be ripped down. But we got that morning's traffic, didn't we?
Right.
Yeah.
You know the other nice thing we used to do is stuff envelopes with our newsletter.
Oh, yeah.
We used to have big days of putting our newsletter in envelopes. We had a newsletter. It was called Dog's Body, and it was filled with hilarious and informative articles.
It was just like a parish newsletter. Just photocopied. But it's double-sided. Double-sided.
Like, that is commitment to your craft. That is incredible. And people would come to your shows from that newsletter?
People used to keep it on their fridge and it used to have a little gig listing, you know, front and center.
It was a day. It was a day to pack the envelopes and, you know, get them photocopied. It was like about 700 mail by the end.
Yeah, it was big. It was big.
And then this thing called email came. Wow, we're old.
Okay. Wow.
Let's talk about the show at the Sphinx. What songs are you going to be bringing out? Are there any of your songs, because you've written hundreds, are there any that people go, you need to play this one? Mm. Because I think Tim will be shouting DILF from the audience until you guys play that song.
We do a request section at the end of the show in the encore, so Tim will have his chance. DILF gets a good run. There's another song that we do, a nice little portrait of a suburban life called Hot Dog Man that people seem to respond to. Mm. We're very lucky. No, it's a bit of a dream to start a song and people cheer because half of them know it. Yeah. It's great in music world. In comedy world, it's not good news.
No,
great.
Yeah, because they then go on to not laugh because they heard the joke.
Or they'll laugh prior to the joke because they know the joke is coming. Yeah. Yeah, that's fun.
So I understand maybe you guys have got a little something you can play for us today as a little sneak peek.
Just a little love song. This one we've been doing for a while. It's a bit of an evergreen, a bit of a perennial. But this is a bit of a, a bit of a love song Yoni wrote, isn't it, mate? Oh, also look out for the excellent whistling solo.
No, don't build it up.
No, he's a very good whistler.
Okay, thank you. Let's take a walk, my love, down by the river, my baby, down where we used to go until the day when we found that body. Please don't forget, my love, it was our favorite spot once. Please don't let one bloated corpse ruin all our memory.
I know you slipped down a muddy embankment and landed on a rotting body, but please don't let that spoil that place for you.
Cause don't forget we've kissed there too. Oh, come on, baby, you gotta get over this. Our love is so much better than that dead body. I'd hate to think that our relationship hung by a thread of whether we saw a body or not. Hey, look, I've kept a memento. It's the stick we poked it with. Oh, come on, baby.
That's a great one. I love it.
Hooray.
But just like all of your songs, I feel like there's always a little twist and you never see it coming.
Yes. That's why we can't ever do serious songs, because people are like...
They're waiting.
They're just sitting there.
Yeah, that's right. We've done the most tragic. We're doing Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, and they'll be like, "Here we go,
for it.
Any minute now,
the body's gonna drop any second."
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K Rock 955's Tim and Jess.